From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Walters.
No food or drink in studio is what the sign says. Hold on 1 second. I had to violate that policy and have my little glass of purified drinking water.
Barbaric.
Purified drinking water. What's barbaric, Sean? Drinking water is barbaric?
No, that sign you have in your studio. I have one here, too. I just take it off the door.
I guess I can say that when I was there at the Dallas studio, we all had, you know, bottles of water there and coffee, in fact, right? We kind of walked right past that sign. The point being, in a humorous way, signs are completely and totally ineffective. They don't work. This is a drug-free school. This is a gun-free restaurant. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a drug-free school, unfortunately. Sadly, there's no such thing as a gun-free zone. So I say that to point out the absurdity of it here in the studio, because there's a sign in the studio door right over there on the AAR studio that says no food or drink allowed in studio. I don't know who they're talking to, but I have 3 water bottles right here. I usually have a cup of coffee or something. So anyway, I make that point, but yeah, it's absurd. They're patently absurd. Hey, if you listen to the previous hour, what a good one that was. Wow, Rock River Arms was on and had a full segment unchallenged by intent. I'm not here to gotcha anybody. This is a pro-gun rights radio program. Rock River Arms is having some difficulty in Illinois because of some accusations being made against them, participating with some anti-gun legislators. Now, you know, the muck here is so deep that I don't know that we'll ever get to the bottom of this, and that's not my job. My job is to bring it to you so that you can hear it, and that's exactly what I did. The other side of the equation over at the website that's writing the information about it, you can look it up and find it, is pretty much unchallenged right now from their side. And I wanted Rock River Arms to be able to jump up here and say what they wanted to say about it, because they have a right to. And I want you, as a pro-gun rights individual, as a freedom-loving American, to be able to hear what they have to say above and beyond the statement that I read you prior to. So you can read it. It's out there. Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory. Springfield's been invited on the program through a third party. We're gonna get rid of that third party. We're gonna go direct to the source here sometime this week and bring this company to the airwaves as well, hopefully. And the fact that Rock River came on, and Sarah, I want to thank Sarah again for coming on Mother's Day. They all had plans, family plans today, and she took time out of her family schedule to come on and give us a lengthy statement about 8 minutes long. And if you missed it, please go back and listen to it. It'll pop up at armedamericanradio.com. You can pick it up on the USCCA app, concealed carry app. That's great. You can go in there and listen to everything. Every show pops up. Well, the monster show usually pops up the following day about noon. You know, we guys got time off, you know. So it doesn't pop up instantly. They get to it when they get to it the next day, but it's, I want you to go and get the app. It's great. You find your reciprocity maps, everything. Read the columns in Concealed Carry Magazine. See the videos. Listen to this program. Catch all of the information from here. If you missed a show, you can listen to the podcast version of it. The audio is top notch. So make sure to check it out. It's on. You can get it on iTunes right now. The App Store at iTunes. It's coming for Android very, very soon. Hang tight. That announcement will be made when it pops up. But lots of fun. I'm glad Rock River came on. And to those of you who are going to say, oh, you didn't, I wasn't, my intention was not to challenge them. My intention was to let them say what they wanted to say to you as a gun owner from their perspective. And Sarah's a family member of the owners and founders of the company, so we couldn't get much closer to that source. So I thank her for doing that. I hope Springfield does the same thing. All right, my first guest and only guest this hour, the great A.W.R. Hawkins. Happy Mother's Day, A.W.R. Hawkins. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, buddy. Good to be with you.
Hey, got a question for you. So tell me, what'd you have for dinner tonight? Were you grilling while armed?
I was grilling while armed, and it was very difficult because, you know, I'm trying to lose a little weight, and it was very difficult. But, yeah, I grilled while armed, crossbreed holster, H&K VP40 with TrueGlow, the TrueGlow Pro Sights, and, boy, are they phenomenal. So I did that, but, yeah, I know I texted you because we're both kind of doing the same diet. And
yeah.
They had me against the wall. I held out, but they had me against the wall, and I wanted it bad.
I'm sure you did, and I know you were growing steaks, and I'm sorry I had to say that to you just to have a little bit of fun with you out of the box because I've lost quite a bit of weight, and you have too, so just stick with it, man. Just stick with it. It's fantastic. I'm glad you did it. Hey, real quick, you were on the daytime show. We broke from protocol and had you on the daytime program this past week. We talked a little bit about Bob Owens. We're on the Monster program here, heard in hundreds of cities around the country. Care to say anything about Bob that you might have that you mentioned on the daytime show for a much, much bigger audience? And I want to talk about that crossbreed briefly before we go to all your great work at Breitbart.
You know, about Bob, I think about that. I thought about that a lot. And when it comes to Bob, I think that when I went to different events, SHOT Show, NRA, you know these things, SHOT Show, NRA annual meetings, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is the Second Amendment's conference. Those are the three big conferences every year. And I was used to seeing Bob there, walk into the press room, see Bob there. And I didn't know Bob Owens. I knew Bob. I didn't know Robert Eugene Owens. I knew Bob. And I think, as I told you this week, that's the bottom line. I'll miss Bob, and I hate that Bob's gone, and appreciate the fight that he gave while he was here, and that's almost all I have to say. I mean, you know, I hope that when I'm gone, whenever that is, folks will go, you know what, I appreciate the fight that AWR kept or put up while he was here, and they will have memories like that, but with Bob, that's what I have, and that includes Atlanta, and we had exchanges in Atlanta that I'll never forget, and so I miss Bob, and that's all I can say.
You'll miss those more than any other ones. I know I will because I had exchanges with him in Atlanta too, and those will be the ones that will stick with me. And let's be honest, they will haunt me for a long, long time. Of course, those of you who might be joining us right now who are not familiar around the nation on any of our great Armed American Radio affiliates around the country, we're talking about Bob Owens, the editor at BearingArms.com, very well-known individual. Pro-gun rights writer, columnist, and activist for many years who took his own life this past Monday. And we cannot shy away from the fact that he did take his life with a firearm. Want to make that clear. Nobody's walking away from that fact. It is what it is, and we've dealt with it as part of the pro-rights community. And those of us like AWR Hawkins and myself, I rely on AWR Hawkins. I rely on Bob Owens and a number of other people, and sadly, Bob is no longer there. And I'm angry about not being able to bring his voice to you through the work that he did that I used as research and topics to give to you. So I'm going to miss that as well. Okay, AWR Hawkins, boy, you've got a whole body of work to cover this week. I don't know that we're going to be able to get to it. But there's one that just popped up a couple days ago that my father asked me about today. And he says, I can't remember where I read that. And I said, well, what was it? He said something about some Democrat pushing a bill to guarantee something about teachers not being able to shoot back if an attacker strikes.
I know where he read that.
I said, you know, I know where you read that, too. That was AWR's piece over at Breitbart. He goes, that's it. Tell us about it.
Well, that's it. You know, I think Assemblyman Kevin McCarty, who in my mind is not worth his weight in salt, is pushing a bill. See what happened. Let's go to the chase here. 2.5 years ago, they passed a bill to ban teachers carrying guns on K through 12 campuses. What they did is they included an exemption. If the administrators, or that would be the board, like the school district board, if they okay carrying, well, they can carry, but it's banned until they do. What they did, what happened is out of over a thousand school districts, five okayed it. Only five. And McCarty is so worked up, now he's pushing a bill to completely ban it, to take away the power of school boards to approve it. So think about what I'm saying. Because five school boards said teachers can be armed, self-defense. They're going to pass a whole new bill that says teachers cannot be armed. And the bottom line is what he's doing is he's working to be sure teachers can't shoot back if there's an attack. It's shameful. It's shameful beyond belief. I talked to Sam Paredes with Gun Owners of California. We talked one-on-one on Friday. He said he's not sure that Governor Brown will sign it, even if the Democrats pass it, which is...
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you with he's not sure if Governor Brown will sign it. That's where I want to pick up when we come back, because we both know a little bit about Governor Brown and some of his weird positions on firearms. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Happy Mother's Day, moms. Great to have you with me today. Always a lot of fun to be here in the Armed American Radio studios with you. It's my favorite part of the week. Freedom never, ever, ever takes a break. It never does. Not on this broadcast. Freedom will always be here for you. Now heading into our ninth year. We're to our ninth year now. It's incredible. Show continues to explode. To all of our wonderful affiliates across the country, thank you. From those toasty beaches of Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska, up in Sarah Palin country, listening up on the Kenai Peninsula, and listening up in Willow, Alaska, or wherever that is up there. Is it Willow, Alaska? Somewhere around there. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to get in a couple emails. Great to have you here. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, we're talking about the piece. Let me just briefly remind listeners. Your piece at Breitbart News is Dem Assemblyman pushes bill to guarantee teachers cannot shoot back if attackers strike. And you mentioned that there were only five schools that approved it. So McCarty's got to come out. Kevin McCarty, Democrat. Of course he's a Democrat. Oh, D by his name. These are your rights deniers and gun prohibitionists are always the Ds. You know that. It should be an S. They're socialists. But I digress. And he's now pushing legislation to make that illegal, to nullify it. And you said that some politicians said that we're not sure if Governor Brown would sign the legislation. He's got a real wishy-washy record on firearms
right, for
the most part. But what are your thoughts? Go ahead and complete that if you
would. Sam Paredes, who is with the Gun Owners of California, told me.
Oh, okay, Sam, okay.
And he said, look, he said, you can't predict him, which is what you're saying. So he couched or hedged what he said by saying you can't predict him. But he said, I kind of believe that Governor Brown won't go along with this because they've already banned it and said unless an administrator or a district approves it. And so now the fact that they want to go whole hog and ban it, period, no matter what, over 1,000 school districts in California, over 1,000, only five have approved it. And so Sam thinks the fact that they're pushing on top of that may not pass. But so I'm going bigger than that. I'm making the point with my piece. Think about what McCarty is doing. McCarty is saying that he's outraged that teachers in these five districts can shoot back. That's what he's saying. And I'm not putting words in his mouth. I'm saying those are the words he's speaking. That's what they mean. What they mean is that he's outraged that these teachers can defend themselves. And I can't figure that out because, folks, when you think about Sandy Hook, and Sandy Hook comes up way too much, in my opinion, it's used by the left as a tool to push gun control. But think about Sandy Hook. No one could shoot back. The attacker had over 9 minutes without armed response. Why would we want to make sure that that's what we have in California? Why would we want to make sure that that is the type of response an attacker faces? It makes no sense. If a teacher has a concealed carry permit, if that teacher, be it a man or a woman, is already carrying in Walmart, in their church, in the grocery store, in the convenience store, in the restaurant, why can't they carry in the classroom? Why can't they defend their own life in the classroom as well as the life of their students? I know if my kid were going to that school, I would want them to go to a school where the teacher could defend them. Just like in Ohio, I wrote this week, Cedarville University is the first in Ohio to adopt concealed carry. That's where I would want my kid to go if they were going to school in Ohio. Why wouldn't we want that in California? That's all I'm saying.
You know, that's interesting, AWR. I'll go sidetrack here a little bit. I had a conversation with an individual, early 20s, recently out of college, talking about the Georgia campus carry bill passing. And a pro-gun individual, by the way, who said, but young, you know, a mind that's still fixable. When I heard that, and female too, I might add, who said to me in conversation, you know, when I was in school, I don't know that I'd want that student next to me knowing that the student next to me might have a gun. And my immediate response was, does that bother you when you stand in the line at the grocery store that
right, the
person in front of you or behind you more than likely has a gun? No.
Right.
Does it bother you when you're standing in line at the bank that the individual behind you more than likely has a gun or might have a gun in their purse or in a holster inside their belt in a crossbreed Super Tuck with that H&K 40? Does it bother you that you're in a convenience store and the individual in front of you might have a gun, and the clerk certainly does if it's a privately owned store. Does that bother you? Well, no, not at all. In fact, I kind of like to know. Then why does it bother you if it's in the classroom?
Right.
And then you get that emoticon or emoji. What is the emoticon? Emoji, that little, you know, hand under the chin with a frustrated, Look, because there's no rational response to that.
Right.
Well, the response that came back was, well, they're college kids. They're not a little. No, they're 21 years old. The individual walks off campus and stands in front of you in line at the convenience store. Does it bother you? At 21, what's the difference about the age when you cross the boundary of the campus line? So I think, isn't that the point you're trying to make overall?
Yep, that's it. Well, you know, what you're making me think of, though, what you're making me think of is, and this is going to seem like I'm going far afield, but hang with me. When I was doing my master's, I did a master's before I did my PhD, and I'll never forget, we were in a class where they were teaching, it was almost history and economics mixed, but that's neither here nor there. And the professor asked a question, and the student next to me gave a somewhat liberal answer. And I kind of spoke directly to her. And you, anyone who's been in graduate work knows that's how it works. The further you go in school, as you hit the master's level and the PhD, it's almost the students teaching the students or interacting versus the professor and the student. And I asked her a question about taxation, and I'll never forget that student said, yeah, well, I'm against that now, but when I'm older, I'll be for it. And I can remember looking, I looked right at her and go, what you're saying is that when you're older and more mature, you'll support the conservative view, won't you? And she got dead quiet. To me, it's the same thing on the gun issue. When they're young, there's something in them that they can't understand, that they can't grasp the benefit of being armed, but they know that later in life they are going to grasp that. We see the same thing with taxation and all these other things. I saw it going through school with these people because I was 10 to 15 years older with the other people I was in class with. But that doesn't excuse it. You have to understand, no matter what your age, if these teachers are not armed, if they are not armed, then it's Sandy Hook anywhere they hit. Anywhere they hit is Sandy Hook. Do you want that? I don't want that. When they come in the classroom, I want the teacher to cut them down. I want to write a story for anyone out there that's two sentences long that says, attacker breached the door on such and such school, teacher in the English department cutting down, end of story, put my byline, I'm done. That's what I want. I don't want to write about kids being killed and unarmed teachers being killed.
Well said. And I'm going to close the segment out with this because I've got some, boy, you've got, we're going to talk about the Indiana Supreme Court ruling. I covered it fairly extensively on my daytime program, and I can't wait to get into this with you. This is a big deal, and we're going to go into some depth on this. But, AWR, let me ask you this. I'll close it out with this with you for the segment. Is there any such thing as a gun-free university?
No. If you think there is, the only example you need is the college in Rosenberg, Oregon. It was hit October 1st, 2015. To me, the greatest example ever. Oregon is a campus carry state, but the law allows colleges to opt out. That college opted out. And October 1st, 2015, 9 people were gunned down there.
We'll stop right there. Perfect timing. Back with AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hey, got to jump in here with you real quick. Let's get some business out of the way. The USCCAonair.com site is up for you. And to those of you who send me emails telling me that you have the self-defense insurance, the self-defense shield, as I do, as AWR does, and you wouldn't go outside your house without it armed, thank you for that. If you have a story to tell me about that, send it to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I would love to read the email on the airwaves. I am collecting some of these. I am going to be doing something about these in the near future. If you want me to tell your story or to read your story, you might see I just gave it away what I'm going to be doing. But I will be reaching out to a few of you to be bringing you to the program in the not-too-distant future on a subsequent Armed American Radio Monster broadcast, not the daytime show, but the Monster broadcast, to talk with you a little bit about why you feel safe with that insurance after you had it versus before you had it. And I already know the answers to those questions because I, too, have it. And I had to pull a firearm to defend my life a number of years ago. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger. But I didn't have the insurance if I had to pull the trigger. And I, not a day has gone by that I haven't thought about that since I've had this insurance, believe me. But you can see what I'm talking about. USCCAonair.com, three levels, silver, gold, platinum. The single best insurance product on the market, bar none. More information about that in subsequent shows as well. But here's the deal. Peace of mind. Is it worth $13 a month to have peace of mind to know you're going to go home to your family? You know you're not going to ruin yourself financially? and you know you're not going to rot in a prison cell for simply defending your life, and now you have to face an overzealous prosecutor. Think about George Zimmerman as an example. Millions of dollars. Is it worth $13 a month? Is it worth $30 a month for the platinum, for $1.125 million in protection and attorney's fees? Is that worth it to you? What I'm asking you is, how much is peace of mind worth to you? And if you think like I do, you have probably a little bit more life insurance than you might need, right? You've got health insurance. You've got fire insurance. You've got maybe have flood insurance. You've got homeowner's insurance. If you walk outside the house with a firearm, you need self-defense shield insurance. It's that simple. Peace of mind, how much is it worth to you? God forbid you ever have to use that firearm. Think about it. USCCAonAir.com, it's all right there for you. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program. You left that last segment just perfectly. Let's jump over to a story that, quite frankly, we could carry into the rest of the hour. And you penned it up, and I've got the Supreme Court, the Indiana Supreme Court case up in front of me. I discussed it at great length, really, on the daytime show. But your piece at Breitbart News, and ladies and gentlemen, if you care to read AWR Hawkins' work, Breitbart News, Breitbart.com, just Google AWR Hawkins, and you'll be able to find every single one of his stories. You can follow him on Facebook. He puts them up there on social media. You can catch him at Twitter, at AWR Hawkins, or just head over to Breitbart.com and check him out every day. This one, AWR, Indiana Supreme Court, Second Amendment rights protected by Fourth Amendment. This ruling is going to have implications across the country as days, weeks, and months go by. I think you'll agree with me on that one, but I've just set it up for you. Take this one away. This is big.
No, you're exactly right. You know, if Indiana legislators want to push permitless carry, or some people call it constitutional carry, it's perfect time. Because what the Indiana Supreme Court has said is the act of carrying a gun is not equivalent to the act of having criminal intent. Now, I'm going to say that again because that's very important. I want you to think about it. The act of carrying a gun is not equivalent to having criminal intent. In other words, being armed is not the same thing as being armed and dangerous. And I think that's important because just like the ability to speak does not make you dangerous. You have a freedom of speech. But just like the ability to practice religion does not make you dangerous, because you have the ability to practice religion and a freedom to do so. These are God-given rights, both for speech and for religion. So, too, the God-given right to keep and bear arms, when you exercise it, it does not equate with you posing a danger to society. And what this ruling revolved around was Thomas Penner, who got out of a taxi cab, dropped his gun, a handgun. It was an accident, but the taxi cab driver saw it, called the cops on him, said he felt like he was going to be robbed, and that was the taxi cab driver's saw the gun. And Thomas Penner was subsequently searched and arrested for carrying the gun and so on and so forth. And the thing is, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that perhaps he shouldn't have been searched the way he was searched. He shouldn't have been approached the way he was approached, because the fact of carrying a gun did not mean he had criminal intent. It's that simple. And to hear the court say that, and to know that in Indiana already there's talk about eliminating the concealed carry permit requirement, it opens the door for so many things. But to me, at its core, what it reaffirms is exercising the Second Amendment does not make me a criminal, does not open me to suspicion. And I think that's important to understand.
Yeah, it is. Well said. There are so many places to go with this. And there's so many. This story reeks of bigger stories. Let me put it that way. Let me give you an example. Let's start with what you just pointed out. I was taking notes while you were talking, as I often do. Let's start with the fact that you said being armed does not mean armed and dangerous.
That's it.
And I want to take that from the perspective of the anti-gun organizations, the gun prohibitionists, the anti-freedom rights deniers and rights bigots who would discriminate against you because you carry a firearm lawfully and are one of millions and millions and millions of Americans who do so. When they refer to national reciprocity, which we hope will move through Congress soon and be signed by President Trump in the near future. They're trying to fight that, and they're using this phraseology here. They're calling you, we don't want more dangerous people with guns on our streets in our states. They are talking about national reciprocity, meaning your permit is good in another state, meaning you have a permit, meaning you jumped through hoops, got fingerprinted, FBI knows who you are, paid a fine, got on your knees, said, yes, yes, Mr. Government, I will. That's who they're talking about. And what do they say, AWR? They say more dangerous people with guns. Here's why. That's a flat-out, bald-faced lie. Because dangerous people with guns, truly dangerous people with guns, don't have permits and don't give a damn about national reciprocity. They carry the gun wherever they want to go anyway. So that distinction you made is one of the biggest things out of this case, I think, isn't it?
I agree, yeah. The dangerous people live on the south side of Chicago. They live in Los Angeles. They live in Baltimore. I mean, I've written at length on this, and John Lott has done yeoman's work on this, so I don't want to
take
away from him. But there are Democrat-controlled counties, the urban districts of which drive up the murder and crime numbers of the rest of the country just because these counties are out of control. And you would look at Cook County, you would look at Los Angeles County, you look at Harris County, which is in a gun-friendly state like Texas. There are counties like that that are Democrat-run. And what do you see in those counties? You see exactly what you just described. Not the law-abiding citizens acquiring guns for self-defense or causing problems. That's not what you see. What you see are the people who aren't on the books that are killing people as fast as they can. No one knows where they're getting the guns. No one knows how they're acquiring the guns, but they have the guns, and they're killing. And I mean, and I say that in a facetious manner. We know how they acquire the guns. They acquire them from gang member relations, from personal relations. They acquire them off the books. The University of Chicago's crime lab did a report on this that I wrote on 2 years ago. And it's laughable to you and me, but liberals don't get this. Criminals don't buy guns by walking into a gun store and going through a background check. They just don't. They don't buy guns from going to a gun show. They don't do it. They don't go anywhere that their face could be seen by police. They buy
their guns. They buy them on the streets, yeah. And they steal them. That's exactly correct. When we come back, I want to continue with this Indiana case for a moment before we move to another topic, because there's much more to take away from here. This Indiana Supreme Court ruling just wiped out the need to have a permit. We'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love that rejoinder. Love the music. Love Mike Gallagher. Great guy. Good friend. Make sure to tune in to Mike every day. 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. He's wonderful. He's my go-to radio guy. Has been for a number of years. And the fact that I can reach out to him is huge. Tremendous amount of respect for Mike Gallagher, and I appreciate him doing that rejoinder for us. Talking with AWR Hawkins. AWR, this Indiana case is really, really big, and I don't think we've seen inside the pro-rights community yet just how big this case is going to be. I can promise you there are other attorneys looking at this now in states across the country going, we need to do something with this, not only locally, but maybe federally. This is a huge precedent, not just for the state of Indiana, but this is going to have implications across the country. Here's why. Here's what this does. And I want to point out that the individual Pinner who brought the case all the way to the Supreme Court was a felon in possession of a firearm. Right. I want to make that clear. He was.
Right.
So let's start with, let me take it just a little bit further. He got out of a taxi cab with his girlfriend, apparently. Gun fell out. Cab driver saw it, called the cops, and then drove away. Wasn't there. Cops responded to the scene, went inside with the description that they had, contacted the cab driver by phone, got the description of the individual, found somebody that they thought might be the person, doing nothing but sitting on a bench inside the movie theater. When he was approached by the officers, began to be questioned, asked if he had a firearm, was doing nothing wrong. He just said no, at which point they went too far. Now, the court said that the cops weren't doing anything wrong. They were there with good intention to protect the community. They just went too far from a constitutional standpoint, that the fact that the individual had a gun and wasn't doing anything wrong and was no threat to anyone wasn't enough to go through the process they went through after they approached him.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I want to say something you said. When we started the segment, you said this is big and that Second Amendment attorneys may take it somewhere. That's the whole reason I titled it the way I did, because I've seen a lot of coverage on this, and a lot of the coverage would say things like Indiana Supreme Court provides cover to carrying without a license, or Indiana Supreme Court provides cover to yada, yada, yada. To me, no, the key here was that the Indiana Supreme Court said that Fourth Amendment privacy protections cover the Second Amendment. To me, that's the key.
There you go.
That every attorney in Indiana and elsewhere should be seizing on right now to push this, because the whole issue is what the court said was, and you're 100% right. I'm not, for any listeners, I'm not countering Mark at all. Everything he just said was 100% right. But what the court did that I love is they presented the story as Mark has presented it. He's 100% right. And then they asked a question. They said that people assumed that this individual, when the police asked him, are you armed, that he could respond honestly. And the court almost gave him some leeway and said, but could he? But could he? Because he had an officer on one side, an officer on the other. The court talked about how he must have felt and basically said that by that point, they had already put so much pressure on him that he was guilty, that he was already guilty for simply exercising a Second Amendment right. And to me, that's where the divide is. That's what the lawyers are going to have to grab onto, because the court's argument is, look, you cannot criminalize somebody. You cannot criminalize somebody for the simple possession of a handgun. That'd be the same way as criminalizing somebody for the simple fact of speaking their mind. You can't do that. Both rights are God-given. And I think that's crucial to understand.
It's critical to understand. Thank you for bringing that up. And what else is critical here is, you know, we've got to take away from what A.W.R. Hawkins is saying about exercising a Second Amendment right, not being a reason to consider you dangerous enough to detain. And that's what we're talking about here. A crime was not afoot. Now, this individual was in violation of the law. This individual was a felon, a previous felon. He had a previous felony conviction. And his misdemeanor charge of carrying a firearm without a license was elevated to a felony because of that previous felon. The court said that's not what this case is about.
Right.
This case is about whether or not they could have approached him and detained him without knowing any of that. That's
right.
What this case is about. So it's the same thing AWR used on the daytime show. You know, we have legislation that protects us against that type of police activity here in the state of Georgia. In other words, it is a violation of the law for law enforcement to detain me simply because I am openly carrying my firearm while I am reaching for the garbanzo beans on the top shelf, and someone coming down the aisle sees my gun and calls 911 and says there's a man with a gun because there's some idiot that follows Lad Everett around and decides they want to try to SWAT me. Okay?
Right.
That's not going to fly here, AWR. Go ahead.
To your point, I had people comment on my piece who that was their very point. They said, thank goodness for this Indiana Supreme Court decision, because it will cut swatting in the state of Indiana. And they're right on that. But it needs to go much further than that. And what it needs to go to is what you've talked about. I don't want to say you've hinted at, because you're not a man who conceals what he means. But what I mean is, we've talked up to the edge, but we haven't taken the full measure. And what we have to say is, carrying a gun does not make you a criminal. It's a God-given right. I can't help it if the liberals get nervous. I can't help it if it bothers a liberal that they can see my Glock 19 or my HK VP40. I can't help it if it bothers them. I can't. I've never posed a threat to them, and I never will. But I'll tell you this. If I'm eating dinner, and you come in the restaurant, and you pose a threat to everyone else in there, I will stand up and cut you down, or I will die trying to do so. And that is the truth. And if it bothers you that that's my position, then you should just stay home, because you don't have any place in America. That's my opinion.
I'm not going to add anything to that. I don't think I can. I'm going to move on from there. Well said. That's exactly what this case was all about. It reaffirmed everything you just said, and it also unintentionally affirmed that we don't need government permission to exercise a right. And I, you know, like we said at the beginning, at the outset of this conversation, one of the bigger stories here is that you, just because you are armed, does not mean you are dangerous. And Indiana has seen that. Your state may very well see that now as a result of this. This is a big case, and it's going to have big, long coattails. No doubt about it. We are going to see more about this, and I can promise you, we'll continue to bring this up on Armed American Radio as we see more about it. Wow, you know, such a huge story, and I'm surprised it's not getting more airplay. Mom's Demand founder, a self-promoted tyrant. There are some reports here. We've got about 1 minute and 20 seconds, so I want to let you run for that minute. Go ahead. Reports out that Shannon Watts is in some internal trouble. What's going on?
As soon as you said it, I started laughing. I apologize. Mom's demand. Look, Shannon Watts, she can't deliver a speech without stuttering. And, I mean, that's whether she's reading on a teleprompter or not. You know, Obama used to stutter if he was off prompter. Shannon Watts stutters either way. The thing is, though, she's got bigger problems. The people with whom she works say she's a tyrant. They say she's a nightmare. And that's why so many people are fleeing the gun control movement. You and I have said forever, and I've said in written word many times, that Moms Demand Action doesn't have to win. They're still here every day, not because they win, but because Bloomberg keeps giving them money. Well, she's still where she is, not because she's good, but because Bloomberg keeps giving her money. That's the lesson. And now you have people who say, well, she's just positioning herself to run for Congress in Colorado.
There you go.
That's what they're saying. Or she's just positioning herself for this office or that. But the thing is, gun controllers need to know this. Shannon Watts is using them. She's using them. They are one
to push their own agenda. AWR, I got to stop you there, man. We got to call it quits. Thank you, brother, for everything you do. AWR Hawkins, at AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Breitbart.com, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Pick up the USCCA self-defense shield, and we'll see you in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.